What's that sound?
Oh, that's a yamabushi. He's blowing his horagai conch shell trumpet.
What's a yamabushi?
A yamabushi is a follower of the Shugendo religion.
What's Shugendo?
Shugendo is a complicated fusion of ancient Japanese mountain worship, northern shamanism, Taoism, esoteric Buddhism, and Shinto.
All of those in one?
Yeah, it's a powerful spiritual mixture that has had a strong influence on the religious life of the Japanese people. It first took the form of an organized religion in the 9th and 10th centuries.
I've never heard of it. What's the goal of Shugendo?
Shugendo is very complicated, but basically their goal is to gain supernatural powers through ascetic training in the mountains. They often use caves, waterfalls, and cliff faces as sites of ritual practice. After returning from the mountains, these magical religious shamans provide prayer rituals, including those for healing and exorcism.
Do they train around here?
Yeah, Kumano has a long and rich tradition of mountain asceticism. There's a very difficult alpine route that connects Kumano and Yoshino in Nara Prefecture. It's called the Omine Okugake Michi, and is believed to have been made by Enno Gyoja, the legendary founder of Shugendo. It's 80 kilometers long and runs along undulating mountain ridges between 1,000 meters to 2,000 meters above sea level. The route passes through Tamaki Jinja Shrine with its massive trees, as well as the mountaintop temple complex on Mount Sanjogatake. It usually takes about 1 week to complete the journey. Oyunohara, the former shrine grounds of the Kumano Hongu Taisha, is one of the trailheads. The route follows the ridge across from the Kumanogawa River north, right up the center of the Kii Peninsula. It's a fantastic ridge walk most of the way. Entering into these mountains is the ultimate ritual in Shugendo. The physical landscape of the route has been symbolically associated with the two major mandalas of esoteric Buddhism. The diamond realm is Yoshino, and the womb realm is Kumano.
Hold on a second. Mandalas in the mountains? What do you mean?
Well, mandalas are symbolic representations of religious beliefs. Usually they are abstract and painted on cloth or paper. But for the Yamabushi, these two realms are layered onto these sacred mountains. So instead of looking at the mandala and visualizing these realms, they are actually physically walking through them.
Sounds deep. Can I walk the trail?
Yes, but it's a very long and difficult route, and only those with experience in the mountains should attempt it.
Have you walked it?
Yes, well, sections of it. Women aren't allowed onto the peak of Mount Sanjogatake, so it's impossible for me to walk the entire route.
Really? Why is that?
This is also a complicated subject, but I will try and explain it to you. Sacred sites in Japan have had a long tradition of banning women. For example, Koya-san was off-limits to females until 1868. At the same time, there was a movement to open Mount Sanjogatake as well. But the local villages and ascetics have always wholeheartedly supported the ban. Even with the area being designated as a national park and registered as World Heritage, this tradition is still in place because the mountain is believed to be a female deity that protects the ascetics during training and in the afterlife. If women ascend the mountain, the goddess will become jealous and the divine protection she offers will disappear. Ascetics give up the worldly pleasure of women to embrace the female spirit of the mountain and receive some of her immense powers of fertility.
I understand. So I guess that means you can't guide me.
No, not that entire route. Speaking of guides, the Yamabushi are also mountain guides.
Really?
Yeah. Historically, when people went on pilgrimage to Kumano, Yamabushi guided them. Retired emperors, aristocrats, and samurais relied on their services. They had deep knowledge of the roots and mountain environments, and also were the leaders of the rituals performed along the way.
I'd love to see a Yamabushi in action.
Sometimes you can see them on the trails, but your best chance is at festivals. During the Kumano Hongu Taisha Festival, held every year on April 15th, they perform a fire ritual.
How will I know who the Yamabushi are?
You'll know. Just look for the people with baggy trousers, a small black cap, a collar with colored tufts, and a fur rug hanging from the waist at the back. They also often carry a large conch shell trumpet and staff.
You're right. I think I will be able to recognize them.